David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Advisor. I am co-host Lisa Urbanski, and I have such a special treat for you guys today. I'm here with Carolyn Scarran. Carolyn is an advocate for mental health and personal growth. She focuses on resilience, adaptability, and positivity. She has lived with nonverbal learning disabilities and drew on her personal experiences to inspire others to embrace challenges and cultivate a positive mindset. She is passionate about fostering open conversations around mental well-being and providing practical tools to help individuals thrive in their personal and professional lives. She is here today to talk about the importance of resilience, adaptability in the face of life's challenges, and boy, does she have a story to tell. Carolyn is the author of the book Unbreakable, and there's just so many important things that she's going to share with us today. Before we get started, I have to quickly thank our sponsors, Spreaker and iHeartRadio, because without you, this conversation could not be possible. Welcome to the show, dear. How are you today?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fantastic, and even better knowing that we're about to have a very impactful conversation that all of our listeners and viewers are going to be inspired by. So bravo.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. So let's get into it. I'm a girl. I'm direct. I just, let's get into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about you. And we'll start there.
So I am born and raised in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Go Pens, very big hockey fan. I have the most loving, incredible family. My mom and dad, my sister, you know, they all have always been there for me. They're my greatest support system, even when I couldn't see it. But every time I left my house, I always felt like an outsider. I always felt different. I got a death threat in third grade called Kill Carolyn. And so that kind of just cultivated this whole part of my brain, which I didn't even realize at the time, but that was kind of shaping how I was going to see myself as I got older. Why am I not enough? Why don't I fit in? Why don't I belong? And so the older I got, the more I just always felt like I didn't belong. You know, then I got bullied in middle school. They called me Marvin the Martian because apparently I had frizzy hair, yellow teeth, and a giant nose. And they made me like hate my that was like so bad. And so after that, I kind of really figured like, okay, well, this isn't going to be great. And then I go to high school and I'm not doing too well in high school. And then I find out I have a learning disability, which is called nonverbal learning disability. And you're highly verbal, but you struggle with conceptual skills. You struggle in school. You really kind of sometimes struggle with internalization or just rumination, you know, thinking of a past situation when most people wouldn't even think twice about it. So I didn't realize at the time, but that was really affecting my anxiety and depression and really everything that I was going through. I just didn't realize that at the time. So that was kind of a little bit of what happened. And then, you know, going to college, thought it was gonna be the best 4 years of my life. It was not. And I did take possibly my life. Don't know what happened if my best friend wouldn't have called at the moment she did. So one phone call can really change everything. Then my senior year of college, I got into a life-threatening car accident where I was lucky to be alive. I grabbed my seatbelt seconds before the crash. It was a hit and run. They never found the person, but I was severely injured after that. But I was so lucky and grateful to be alive. It was God giving me my second chance at life because I've always been Christian. And I always say, you know, this is just what I believe, but I really think it was my second chance at life. And that's kind of how everything escalated.
Wow. There's a lot there. First of all, I just want to like say how incredibly proud of you I am and how impressive that is. And how I also know like what that's like. And there's a few key things that you said there. One of them that I immediately want to ask you about is what was that feeling like? Like you said, you've always felt that you were different and you couldn't relate to anyone. I know a lot of people, our listeners and viewers, will be able to relate to that because I relate to that. And so, can you get into that a little bit? And I also want to say that kids are mean. Kids are so mean. I had pimples everywhere and I got made fun of, and they're so mean.
Yeah, I mean, it was also different too because when I was getting bullied at the time, I didn't know I had nonverbal. So therefore, I was internalizing everything more than maybe someone else my age would have. But I always just felt like, in a crowded room and even with a bunch of people standing there, that I was alone. I felt like I never fit in with the popular kids. I never fit in with like the musical kids. I never fit in with anyone. And I always felt, and this was more high school, but this is what I started to realize, like I don't belong here. It's always been I'm different or I'm not picked. Like you're picked last for gym class, or like, guys didn't want to date me, girls didn't want to be my friends. And it really kind of cultivated this mindset of like, what is wrong with me and why does nobody like me anymore? Or ever.
Wow. So fast forward through to college, and then you get in this car accident, and you're doing your best to like handle all of these things, and you almost passed away several times. So what kept you here? Like, what in your heart, what is your heart saying? Like, I know that's deep, but it's powerful.
Thank you. I mean, honestly, it's a testament to my faith. I mean, like I said, I never tell people what to believe, or I just say what worked for me. And for me, realizing that I had my second chance at life my senior year of college, and then also realizing that I didn't take those, my best friend called me at that right moment. That was like, she's my angel. Like I will never be able to repay her for that. That was a literal angel from God. And so for me, that's when I thought it was my second chance of life that I needed to do something about it because I should have gone through the windshield. I still have, nightmares about that. And the fact that I'm here is just like such a blessing and I'm just so grateful. And after that car accident, it was like something shifted. Like it was like, I tried to do this, but it shifted. Like, you know
Yeah,
what I mean?
no, I
Like
get it. I get
it was like this whole new perspective of me and life and the way that I appreciated my family and my closest friends that I did have. It was really weird. It was just like a light switch went off or something, and I just really appreciated being alive.
it. So that led you to write your book, or was that the moment that kind of changed everything for you? So what you can say is that a car accident pretty much changed your entire life.
Yeah.
That's
Absolutely. I think
beautiful.
that did change my life, for sure. Absolutely.
Wow. So what happened next?
Yeah, so after the car accident, I was, struggling at home, recovering and everything, and that's kind of when the whole book idea started. And what's funny is I actually went to a college before I went to the co one I graduated from. And I was miserable and I only made it through a semester there. But they say moms are always right. She told me to join one club. I joined the writing club. Little did I know I'd meet my friend Julia, who actually published her own book. And she always said, you should write a book. You should do this. Like, you have a great story. And I was like, eh. After the car accident, I called her. I said, do you think it'd be crazy if I like write a book? And she was like, go for it. And then everything kind of just happened after that. And I was so grateful for, my book and finding out how I was published. That is something I will never, ever, ever forget because I was with my sister.
Tell us more. The audience is like dying to know.
I mean, really, it was the fact that so my sister came home one weekend, and this was well into the process of writing my book. This was probably like very down the line in 2020, like, October, November. And this was when I was going to find out if I was going to be approved to be published by the publisher. It could be any day now, any day. So I'm like, oh my gosh, like I kept checking my phone like all the time. So then I was like, I said to my sister when she was home, I was like, wait, why don't we go to Barnes and Noble and just like check out some covers to like, because I am going to get published. Like, we are going to do this. Like, this is going to happen. Like, I believe in this. So we go to Barnes and Noble and we're looking around at books and everything. And I have my phone out and my sister's like, put your phone away. And at this point, we knew that Unbreakable was gonna be my title because it just went with everything. And then she finally was like, just stop checking it for like a minute. And I was like, okay. And then I was like, nope, check it one more time. And I started screaming and it said, congratulations, you're approved to be published. She's like, you're in Barnes & Noble. Shh. And then she's like, what? And then she's like, wait, listen. And I was like, what? She's like, Unbreakable is playing on the radio. It was like the craziest. And to know that I did that with my sister is like
I have
the biggest.
goosebumps.
Thank you. It was so special. My sister Jordan is everything to me. And sometimes I don't even think she realizes how much of an impact she's made on my life. And I'm very lucky to be able to call my sister like my best friend. And it was just so special to do it together.
Holy smokes, that's crazy. I believe in that. I believe that was all the universe, its divine plan for you. That moment, that song, all of that was planned. Like, I truly believe that. What an incredible, incredible moment that you'll have for the rest of your life.
Yeah, it
Oh
really
my
is.
God. Carolyn, so when you're writing your book, you have all these ideas, you want to inspire people. What was that like? What was that process like? Because I can only imagine how cathartic that would be and how therapeutic it was for you and how you got to process all of the things that you didn't quite understand. Can you tell us about that process? What was writing your book like?
Yeah, I mean, writing the book is not like people think it is. It's not like chapter one, chapter two, chapter, you start with writing down stories, and I had so many of those. And really, from that, it was so healing because I did write a lot of like trauma and a lot of things that I really was healing from inside. Like the book was very, like you said, like cathartic. It was so healing for me. Being able to just say everything and then let it go was like what I needed because for so many years I silently struggled. I didn't tell anyone what I was really going through and the pain I was feeling and the depression and the anxiety and self-harm and just all the bad that I was feeling. And this book gave me a place to just be authentically and unapologetically myself. So I could really just go anywhere I wanted with it. And that was just like, it was so cool. It was really cool to see, like, as you're moving on, you're taking this out, you're cutting this. Oh, wait, you're gonna put this back in, you're gonna take this out. And it was just such a special thing. And I will always just, understand that Unbreakable is more than a book to me. It's really the name Unbreakable because I think everyone should learn how to be unbreakable and everyone can be unbreakable, but you can't give up.
I love that so much. And one last thing about the process of your book that just kind of stands out. Were you able to piece parts of your life together that you didn't even realize? Like, did you have a lot of aha moments as you're sitting there writing everything down? And then you're like, oh my God, that's why. Like, that's why.
Yes,
Is there any
there.
specific examples that you could share with us that stand out for you? No pressure. We can move on.
I mean, I think the thing was too, no matter what I took in and out, it was very like the whole thing was healing because traumatic events that happen with guys that I'm very glad I did not put in the book, like it made me realize, like, okay, like you're healing through this, you're done, like, this is, you can keep this here if you want, but either way, like this is your story. You can tell it however you want. And then being able to say, I'm gonna take that out. We're gonna put this in here because wait a second, this is more impactful. Wait a second, that story meant more. So it was kind of like that whole process in everything. So I will say, a lot of people when they write their books, they say years later, oh, I wish I would have not said that, wish I would have put that. I'm 100% comfortable with everything I put in my book. It is all out there and I'm okay with that because if it can help one person, if it can save one life, then I did exactly what I wanted to do. And even being able to do that before was such an amazing thing. It was a full circle moment for me, but it was just, being able to just say, like, I helped one person. Like, that's just like such an amazing feeling in my heart.
Oh, I love that. Well, you're helping a ton of people right now. I can tell you that.
Oh,
And
thank
I'm so
you.
inspired by you right now.
Oh,
So I think your job is you're accomplished. The rest is going to be gravy over spill.
Yeah, I just, I think it's so important that, what I learned from the biggest lesson I learned from my car accident is it's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to talk about how you're really feeling. For me, I really also, after the whole car accident and everything, it was also the process of like seeing other people open up. Like Selena Gomez has been a huge inspiration to me because when she started to open up, I was like, okay, it's okay. Like she means so much to me as an inspiration, and not because of who she is or anything like that, but because of her heart. I mean, that really is everything. And I think that like more people need to be like that. Even people who would say normal everyday people, and even celebrities, just like being kind, being gracious, being open, being grateful, like I just think it's amazing that she's used her platform for that. And I hope one day that I have a platform that I can say, hey, no one thought I would make it here, and look where we're at. Because so many people have doubted me. So many people have told me I wasn't it. I wasn't pretty enough. I wasn't funny enough. And to be able to just say, because of this book, I know my worth. It's like, I don't care what anyone has to say if it's mean. You know what I mean? Like, I know the truth. My family and friends know the truth. And, as Taylor Swift said, haters gonna hate, hate, hate.
Yes, I love that so much. And you're so authentic, and authenticity is like my number one value. And for you to be able to show up in your authentic self and be fully comfortable with who you are, like at such a young age, that's amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. And I also don't want to say like, oh, I perfectly have it figured out either. Like I'll still have my days, where I'm like, oh, what's next? I don't know what's going on. I feel stressed, imposter syndrome, or like, oh, that guy didn't reply to my text. What's wrong with me? But then it's like, actually, no, like he probably just passed out from your beauty. You know what I mean? Like you have to think of things in a positive way. And like, that's what I try to do, and just be as authentic as possible.
I love that. So right before you started talking about that stuff, I was literally going to ask you, what is it like now in the day, in the a day in the life of Carolyn? Like, what is it like now? So what do you do? Like, how do you utilize these tools? How do you help other people? Like, explain that to us.
Yeah, so a lot of it is really emails to, universities and stuff like that, because I am a public speaker. So if you need a speaker for your college or, any event, I'm happy to do so. It's all about positivity, resilience, and adaptability. And that, whole thing is something that I'm constantly working on, always reading your speech, always sending emails, it's always on a grind, So I'm also very thankful for that because I cannot sit still. So like I'll go to coffee shops and work, and I'll go, some days I'll just sit with my cat Lily and I'm like, all right. And then some days she'll jump on my lap and I'll be like, all right, work can wait. And then like, because it's just like, it doesn't even feel really like work. I mean, yes, it is work, but it just feels so healing. And I just feel so like 16-year-old me would be so proud of how far we've come, because she didn't even think we'd be here at almost 28 years old. Yeah.
Yes, I love that you're living your truth. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're holding on to your power. Yeah, man, I can relate to that so much. Like growing up, and I shared a little bit about you before we started the show about like my addiction and holding on to that, and always knowing that there was more for me and something inside of me kept me alive. And I hear that in you. I hear that in your story.
Yeah, I truly do believe that. And, like I said too, I never tell anyone, what to believe. But when people ask me, how are you so happy? I say, it's faith, it's family, it's friends. And, whatever it is, whether it's like a higher power or whatever you believe in, I always say, believe in something, because that keeps you going, because that helps you know that you have a purpose. And I think that is a thing that everyone has to get to at that moment. And I wish everyone could get that moment of like, I know my purpose in life. And that's kind of cool. Like, I'm like, okay. I guess speaking, because I never shut up, is makes sense.
That is so powerful. I 100% agree with you. A lot of people are struggling and they're using things, unhealthy things, to fill these voids in their life because they don't really know who they are and they don't really know why they're put on this earth. And then when you figure that out, it's game changer. I can see it in you. It like, you've got game, girl.
Thank you. I mean, I just, and also too, like for the younger generations too, I just want to be like an example of like, listen, like I hated my nose. I wanted a nose job and I didn't do it. You know, like I've never touched my face. I'm never gonna touch my face. And, you know, if people want to do it for their confidence or for them, that's great. But a lot of people do it for society. Like, do it because you want to do it to feel comfortable. And I really want younger girls to know you don't have to change anything about yourself. You know, just be who you are. I mean, like, my hair is not perfect right now. And yeah, you see me like flipping through it and stuff, but it's like, be who you are and just understand that perfection is not real and it never will be real. And don't try to be perfect because just be you. You know, like that's the thing my sister has taught me the most is she's just authentically herself. And she always said, you know, like, what life do you want for yourself? And I said, to be happy. And being happy is by being my true self. So I really hope everyone can understand that finding your true happiness, it's okay. It's okay to let go of things that you need to in order to figure out, wait a second, I'm happier than I ever thought I could be.
Yes, I love that. It is, there's so much pressure out there, especially on women with social media. Now it's like AI generated images of like what perfection is. And so what advice would you give to, you know, your generation, the younger generation? What advice would you give to them in terms of all of these things that are out there? These things, these pictures of perfect that are not actually perfect. Like, what would you tell them?
I used to be you. I get it. I understand that you want this whole thing, but then you have to get to a point in your life where you realize that, like I said, perfect isn't real. And also, all the social media platforms are just a highlight reel. They're not actually showing what's really, really going on behind the scenes. And that's why it's, I try to be more authentic with like the videos I post too on like TikTok and stuff, because I want people to see that like this is really what it's like. Or if I'm having a bad day, this is what it's like, you know, but this is how I control it. And I think that that's the thing is we just really need to understand of how we can cope through the temptation of like, oh, I gotta be perfect. Because the truth is, real beauty comes from your heart. You could mean the most gorgeous person ever, but if you are terrible to people and you aren't kind to people, that doesn't make you very pretty. And I really just want younger girls to know, and even my generation, it's like, just be a kind person, you know? Like, it costs $0 to be a nice person, you know? Like, that's what my one sweatshirt says. And I also love that brand Mayfair because they are like so positive about like mental health and stuff. I'd love to work with them one day. But I just like think that it's so important to just be like, listen, like, I'm gonna be nice. If I'm too nice, I'm so sorry. But don't change yourself because you think you need to fit into society. Don't edit those pictures because honestly, like at the end of the day, like who cares for what? For validation, for instant validation? That's all people want these days. And don't get me wrong, yeah, it's nice to have, you know, people engaging and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, like life isn't about instant gratification. It's really about those relationships you make and those people you surround yourself with. And like music has always been that thing for me too. And no, I have not learned how to play piano yet. But I just really find just ways to find to myself, like you don't need to be perfect and channel your energy elsewhere. That's a really
Yes.
long answer to your question.
No, it is beautiful. And one more question. So, walk us through. I love your mindset. You've got like just this strong, solid mindset, this ability to like bring yourself back down to earth. Walk us through that process. Like, Carolyn wakes up, she's having a bad day, she's doubting herself, she doesn't feel good about herself. Like, what does that process look like for you now? And how do you utilize the tools that you learned in that situation to get you through that?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question, actually. And to be honest, like, there will be times where I'll like wake up and I'll be like, oh, well, like, you haven't matched with Matt Wolf yet. Like, you know what I mean? I actually just think he's a really good heart and like good humor. So, like, you know, I wouldn't be mad about it one day if he was like, hey, Carolyn, like, you know, let's go over, let me take you on a date. But I really think it's like, you know, even if you don't have that morning instant gratification, like something didn't come through that last night, that email or that text, to not wake up and be like upset, but to wake up and be like, okay, you know what? I'm gonna move on with my day. If I'm in a bad mood, I'm like, all right, well, we need to work out because this is something we do to really help our mental health. So I'll go and work out, or I'll go and I'll just, watch my favorite show or something like that. But at the end of the day, I really think it comes to mindset and it comes to how you see things and view life, because that's what I've really learned a lot too, is, whenever something isn't going my way or something is making me anxious or upset or like, I'm just like, what's going on? That's what I have to really say, like, is this really a big deal? Is this really a big deal? No, it's not. So let it go. Because letting it go, and I also love Mel Robbins and her Let Them theory, because I think she's incredible. I mean, I love Mel Robbins. I got the Let Them theory book and I'm just beginning it, but I just think it's so true. Like, let them, like if people are gonna be mean, let them. But don't let your phone determine your day. You know what I mean? Because so often we do. And it's like, no, actually, we're gonna get up and we're gonna, play with our cat and, give her some salmon treats. Like, it's all about what's gonna make you happy. And when things don't make me happy, that's when I instantly say to myself, okay, how can we change this? Or like, if something happens, even with like a guy, I'm like, okay, you know what? No, we're not putting energy in that. I flip my hair. We're not putting energy in that. You know what I mean? And we're not gonna like worry about it, because at the end of the day, my worth doesn't come from anyone else. It doesn't come from how many people follow me on any social media platform. It just comes from how do I see myself and how am I feeling about myself? And not in like a cocky way, like, oh my gosh, I'm so pretty. But it's like, look in the mirror and tell yourself, like, you are beautiful and you are enough, because you will believe it at a point. But it really, really, really comes down to my mindset every day. And that's what I really try to always be, as positive as possible. And if it is a really bad day, then I'll just call my sister, I'll call one of my best friends, I'll call my mom or dad, and I'll talk about it. And that's the difference now, is I'll talk about it. And that is really what people need to do when they're not okay, is they need to talk to someone about it.
Yeah, having that solid person in your life or an outlet, like you mentioned, art and music, and how that can be an expression, but really to process those emotions and to get them out of your body, right? And then your nervous system is happy and you can move on. So I need to talk about this book some more. Hold it up so we can see it.
Also,
So
sorry, this one might
beautiful.
have like a glass stain on it, but see,
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
perfectly
beautiful.
imperfect.
I love that so much. So that is Unbreakable. Where can we find your amazing book with your amazing story?
Thank you. You can find it on Amazon. You can find it through my website, carolynsophia.com. Either way, you can find it. But if you type it in, don't always type in Unbreakable, type in Carolyn Sophia, because people have told me they got like wine glasses or something. I mean, I don't get how, like, it doesn't make any sense. But type in Carolyn Sophia and you can see it right there. And it's available on Kindle or ebook version as well. So, if you want to read it in the paperback or that, but hopefully one day I'll get to do more of these, because I love writing. It's just so cathartic. Like, even writing musics, I can't even tell you how many like songs I have that I'm just like, okay, these could be a song one day.
Yeah, if you dream big, girl, you can do anything. I see another book in you. I feel it. I could just feel your passion and your energy is like, I feel energized right now because of your energy. And our listeners are probably feeling the same way. And it's just awesome. You're amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. It means a lot. So are you.
Thank you so much. I want you to leave our listeners and our viewers with one really powerful thing from today. If you were to leave them with one thing, what would that be?
If you're listening to this, I always say this, and you're like, oh my gosh, I need help. I'm not okay. Wow, this resonates. Oh my gosh, I don't feel good. I feel really depressed. I feel like I don't have anyone. Go get help. Do not wait. Text 988 or call 988. Go reach out to figuring out like a counselor, or if you're in university or high schools and middle schools, they should have those resources there. But do not wait. Go get help, because the truth is, help is what saved me. Had I not have bought into the help too, because that's the key too. You have to buy in and say, you know what? These might be crazy in my head right now, and I might be thinking this is dumb. But actually, wait, this is going to change my life. So really understanding that and knowing that. And I really think that, at the end of the day, what I want to leave behind one day, my legacy is just the fact that like that I was Carolyn Sophia. Because for 22 years, I was not myself. I was not the real me. And the me now is happy the way that I am. I do have my nonverbal learning disability, but I want to also show people like it doesn't define me. It's part of me, but it doesn't define me. And if you ever find out you have something different about you, don't let it be something that gets you down. Have it be something that's like your superpower. Find out how it can be your superpower. I realized through nonverbal learning disability, writing was mine and creative and writing songs. And so I realized I can make a song in 10 minutes. I was like, okay, this is kind of cool. I might not be able to do spreadsheets, but I can do this. So bottom line is just, I really hope people can understand that they need to live their truth. They need to live authentically themselves. Life is way too short to not just be who you are. I always say, be who you are and the right people will find you. And that's how I have my friends now. And I'm so grateful and blessed. And I really want everyone to have that. So at the end of the day, just remember, no matter what you're going through, you can be positive. You are resilient and you are adaptable because you can get through anything because you're unbreakable.
That's beautiful. Carolyn Sophia for president.
That would be a lot of work.
I agree. I don't know if I'd want that either. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here today. Oh my gosh, I feel like the time went by so fast.
It did. Oh my gosh.
Yes, it has been such a pleasure. You have such a powerful story. So many people are going to be racing to buy your book, Unbreakable. Carolyn Sophia of Unbreakable. We'll have that in the show notes for people. But wow, what a powerful story. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. It was the best interview I've ever done.
Oh, you're amazing. And to all of you viewers and listeners, thank you for being here. Stay tuned for more Carolyn Sophia. I know she's going to be back. She's going to be back soon. And I hope you all are doing well.